The question was asked, is there any issue with smoking marijuana from a Torah perspective? So we have a few issues. Number one is the harmful effects. A person is not supposed to harm his body. We were given our body to take care of it, and we're supposed to remain healthy. Number two is that many people who begin with marijuana end up looking for things that will give them a greater high, and people end up evolving into other drugs. And when you look at a path, an intelligent person looks at the end of the path, not only the beginning of the path. And if statistically you see large numbers of people that end up doing things that are far more harmful than marijuana, so it's not only the question of the harm that marijuana does, but it's also the harm, the path they're putting themselves on. And finally, we have a response from Rav Moshe Feinstein, who says that we have the son, we have a mitzvah in the Torah that discusses the rebellious son. And the rebellious son, what's his cardinal sin? That he's so into drinking wine and eating meat. But everyone likes wine and meat. What's wrong with that? The problem is that he's become addicted. And so Rabbi Feinstein says that what the Torah is prohibiting with the mitzvah of the rebellious son, the ben soeru moreh, is the Torah is telling us that it is prohibited for a person to get himself addicted, to allow himself to become addicted. So so that would be the third issue with smoking marijuana, where a person is leading himself to an addiction. And so we have three issues. Number one is the harmful effects of marijuana itself. And I know people argue with me, but as an educator, I got an education from the government on the harmful effects of marijuana. So I think there's a lot of misinformation out there. Previous years, I actually posted a lot of the information of the harmful effects of marijuana. People seem to think that it's very healthy just because it grows in the ground. So what? Tobacco also grows in the ground, and it's very harmful. So what? So I'm saying, so marijuana is harmful to one's health. That's one reason it's wrong. Number two is, where does marijuana lead people? Look at the end of the path, and you see that ultimately many, many people don't only suffer the harmful effects of marijuana, which are there. There are harmful effects of marijuana, but also
millions of Americans who do it casually and do it without.
Look, I didn't say I'm going to deal with all the arguments, because I do that every year. We said it's a quick question and answer. So I'm telling you the quick answer. You want to start arguing each point? So that's a different realm. Number two, we said, where does the path ultimately lead a person? Look around and see where people end up. See the statistics. Number three is, and each point I think is a standalone argument. And number three is that a person is not allowed to lead himself into an addiction, and that's the. It would be the same thing about wine. People are not allowed to become alcoholics. A person's not allowed to lead himself into an addiction. We have to take care that we do not become addicted. And you'll tell me people can be addicted to Coca-Cola, okay? So the same thing, saying. Person is not allowed to lead himself to an addiction. That's what Rav Moshe says is the prohibition, is one of the prohibitions we learn from the Ben Soeru Moreh, the rebellious son. There's more to be said, but let's leave it at that for now.